Hello.
And welcome back to the Carol Podcast.
Do you have any more questions?
No, man.
From the...
No, yeah. No. We're getting several people that have messaged in saying, you know, where's a good place to start? And I always refer them to the website and the recordings. Like, I think I'm sensitive. Where's a good place to start?
Ah, okay.
Oh, I didn't realize that's the topic, but okay. Go.
Well, yes. The patterns are as follows. When you're a child, you tend to bring home a lot of stones. They like to be called stones. We usually call them rocks. And they're very sensitive to animals, and they have a tendency to feel sick or nauseated in crowds of people, overburdened. When parents get into an argument, very often you will get very dizzy and sick to your stomach, nauseated, have a lot of trouble with what they would call a nervous stomach. Actually, it means that you're psychic and you're sensitive. And everything goes through the solar plexus, which is right here where the stomach is. And consequently, you think that you're nauseated or sick a lot, but it's not that at all. You just can't deal with the negative energies. You feel drained in crowds. You feel drained around certain individuals. That's what I call psychic vampires. You have dreams that come true. You see people that other people don't see, and I have to be cautious with that because we're not referring to like mental illness. We're finding out that the person that you saw actually died, and they lived there or whatever the case may be.
Seeing like a dead relative.
Yeah, dead people.
Like saying, "Oh, that's my grandma. I saw her walking around the kitchen earlier."
Yeah,
like a picture or something.
Knowing things that are going to happen before they happen. Basically, that means you're psychic. Congratulations.
Here's your sticker.
You will feel other people's motives and agenda. You'll pick up on that. And other people will tell you, well, you're just judgmental. No, it has nothing to do with judgment. It's all about discernment. Okay? People that are particularly mediumistic will have a great deal of problems as they're growing up throughout their entire life dealing with spirits. They'll see spirits, and if they're particularly mediumistic, they will pick them up and can actually become a multiple personality. And they won't have much awareness of being a multiple personality outside of they'll have a lot of missing time. And they may wake up different places after the spirit has taken over their body for periods of time.
That article that you gave me, there was a woman who had multiple personality disorder, and I shared this in class, and it blew people's minds. Multiple personality disorder, and she had an accident. The woman, like, so it would be me. Like, she had an accident. She was completely blind. There was an issue with the optic nerve. But she had different, there was like a boy, like a German boy. There were different, when each different personality took over, there was a very distinct persona. And there was one specific personality that when it took over, she could see. And they would report being able to see things in the room, like colors, objects.
That's amazing.
But if there was a, and the argument was, but if there was something wrong with her optic nerve, she shouldn't have been able to see it.
Under any circumstances.
Under any circumstances. But when this individual took over who had died with good eyesight,
she could see.
Wow.
So you're seeing through the soul, not through the eye.
No, it was the soul of that individual that was seeing.
Right.
That's what she's
saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Through, not her.
Right.
Using her body.
Right.
Right. But not her eyes.
But she didn't release that person.
Pardon?
She probably didn't want to release that person.
They didn't know anything about spirits. Still didn't. They just thought it was a very interesting case.
Mm-hmm.
They
it was a case study.
They had no knowledge of what was really going on there. So I should have called them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's one of those. Should you have?
No.
I didn't.
You weren't compelled to, were you?
I was not compelled.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I get tempted.
Can't fix everybody.
No, I can't. And I've learned that. That's another thing. People that have sensitivity, psychic sensitivity, want to fix everyone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We want to help everyone. Because we feel their pain. Mm-hmm. And somewhere we want help. We want to be saved. We want somebody to reach out to us. Well, they didn't reach out to us, so we want to reach out to them. With my gifts, I wanted to save the world. And I found out the world didn't want it. But most people have some psychic abilities. There are very few that I've really run into that have none.
Well, I was going to say, and it, you won't necessarily, everyone will not necessarily have everything that you listed.
No. They'll have some.
Right.
And even if they have all that I've listed, doesn't necessarily mean that they should go to work as a psychic. The psychic abilities are at various level for their path in this lifetime, for what they're to do with those gifts in this lifetime. And it's like being a Michelangelo. We can all do some art in some way. We make stick men, but we all have the ability to do some.
Right. We can paint, we just may not be able to paint well.
Right.
Like I sing, but I don't sing well.
So, but if you're aware that this is a reality and these are your gifts and they are to be used in appropriate, proper ways, and that you can learn to protect yourself, which is vastly important.
That's huge.
That's mm-hmm. huge. And there are tools and ways to protect yourself. Then that helps a whole lot. And the biggest thing of all is knowing that you're not crazy.
Yeah.
And not allowing other people to call you crazy. Okay, so you caught your husband cheating. He says you're crazy. You tell him crazy like a fox. Bye.
Yeah.
That's the one thing. It's odd. No one ever really called me crazy.
Well, they did me.
They called me witch.
Yeah, I was called a witch.
But I was never called crazy. And I think it was because I would never accept that.
My family called me crazy, but other people called me witch.
No, my family called me demon.
Why do people get scared?
My mother.
It's different.
You're not bad or anything.
Fear,
like,
fear causes all those things. You have to understand, psychic abilities do not come from the devil. Mm-mm. The devil has nothing to give you.
That's what we've been taught, though, if you're...
That's how we have been held back.
Yeah.
How better to hold you back, to keep you silent, than to tell you that your abilities come from the devil. Mm-hmm. That restrains you, that restricts you, and you're not going to talk to anybody about it because they're going to tell you you're evil and you're from the devil. Mm-hmm. So who do you think did this?
Satan.
Hey! Yeah, you got it.
That kind of goes to what Darren was saying.
It does.
As far as this earth plane being a place of challenge.
How else can you learn?
Yeah.
Do you have another way of evolving?
I want to evolve in heaven. Just don't sit on a cloud. I'm playing a harp.
Okay.
I'm going to do it too. You guys can do your little run around. Been there, done that. Okay,
bye. Yeah, how'd that work?
Me and Jesus.
See, when I heard all the voices and stuff, I didn't think I was crazy. I just thought everyone heard them.
Yeah, and but there are people that do have schizophrenia.
True.
That do hear those voices, and they're just as real as any others. And they do see people, and they're just as real. So you have to learn to tell what is and what isn't, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of people contact me that had schizophrenia that thought that that was their gift.
Gotcha.
Which I totally understand. I would too, under those circumstances. But their gift doesn't make any sense. There's no logic to it. And so when I ask them about it, I find out what's happening, what these people are saying, what's going on. And I go, all right, you've been diagnosed schizophrenic, haven't you? Well, yes. Well, you are. And it's okay. But you have to work within that realm. But you also need to know that you are picking up spirits along the way as well, which they do.
And that's confusing, I'm sure.
And that's confusing. Yeah. So I give them the means to go ahead and keep themselves clean so that they can work through their stuff. Doesn't mean schizophrenia, people with schizophrenia can't be gifted.
Gotcha. Just have to work a little harder to figure out what's what.
Yeah, you do. When they talk out of the TV and out of the radio, 9 times out of 10, it's not for real.
out of the TV?
Yeah, out of the TV.
They talk to you. The TV talks directly to you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awkward.
That's some Truman Show kind of stuff.
Kind of like that.
Weirding me out. I've never met anyone.
So you have to check the differences there. But if you do follow those patterns from childhood, it can also come from a blow to the head.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
It can happen. Yeah, it can happen.
Didn't you have a head injury?
I've had many.
Me too.
Many.
I figured that's my 2x4.
But I was born this way on top of having many. It enhanced.
I've had a couple concussions now when I think about it.
It's odd. I've had some real bad blows to the head. I really have. But it never affected my psychic abilities. At all. Yeah. Any way, shape, or form. So if you decide that you're going to sue because you got a blow in the head and you lost your psychic ability and you were a reader, they're liars. Any questions? Yes.
How are things looking now, coming up March, April, May, the rest of the year?
I'm not allowed to look. No, they told me I can't do it this year. If something's presented to me, I can look, okay? But I can't reach. I'm not allowed to reach this year. I'm not sure what the deal is. They just told me it was dangerous.
And no predictions next year either.
Pardon?
Didn't they say no predictions next year either?
I don't remember.
I thought it was like the 14, or like no predictions for the next like 13, 14 months. And
I think you're right.
I looked at you and I was like, that means no predictions 2017 either.
Yeah, I think you're right. I can't do the predictions next year.
But you can do individual readings.
Yeah, I can do individual readings. Thank God. That could really shut me down for a year. Yeah. But my feeling is this. We're having spiritual awakening out there, which is really good. There's going to be more exposures out there, huge exposures, lots and lots and lots of exposures to lots and lots and lots of interesting people.
Interesting.
So it's going to be a very interesting year.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's going to be when you really want to follow the news. Weather's still going to be crazy, crazy, crazy. And it seems to be going, it's going to continue doing that. But the people, the lives of, everything's going to be like, they tell me, everything's going to go upside down. All your belief systems, everything that you were taught should be, will not be. It'll be different, it'll be changed.
It's like a snow globe.
Is it like a population as a whole, or?
No, not that bad, no. It's like your belief systems. Like the Pope saying it's okay to use contraceptives. That kind of thing, mm-hmm. Which he did.
He did.
Oh,
week.
I said that?
This week he
did. This week he did.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
Whoa.
Huge.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of people on this world.
And
did he explain?
Zika virus. Because of the Zika virus, that he was going to, that it was okay to do that? Strange.
Yeah, a good excuse.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but the, yeah, I guess so.
Divinely inspired.
That's what I mean about things being turned upside down.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That would be a great way to get people to use contraceptives, is for a disease like that to occur, that you'd have to wear prophylactics.
Really?
Very interesting.
Oh, he's endorsed all of them, though. It's whatever.
Yeah. Wow.
He's phenomenal in a lot of aspects.
I like Pope Francis, too.
Wait, you're hesitating. I don't know, man. He's trying to say
he was real cool when I saw him in when I saw him in St. Peter Square on the little Pope mobile. He was a swell looking dude.
Yeah. Well, it bothered me when he was in Mexico, and the people wanted to touch him, and he told them how greedy they were, and how selfish they were. And I watched him. It was on air. They videotaped it. And I saw another side of him that I didn't like.
And he was saying that because they wanted to touch him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He told the greedy people that. Carol, he said it to the people.
Wasn't it because they were pulling him across this person in a wheelchair? There was a person that was there, and they were pulling him until he fell into this kid that was in a wheelchair.
All I know is he was up on a platform. And they were reaching out to him. I don't know about anyone on a wheelchair. I was watching the thing. I didn't see anyone on a wheelchair, but I did see them pulling him. And he was being pulled forward. And it upset him. Now, I don't know about the wheelchair. That concerned me. Now, I know everyone's human. Even the Pope is human, okay? They can't afford to be human in those circumstances.
Well, he's much better than the last one.
Which one?
Benedict.
Yeah. He scared me.
Yeah, he was something else. I'm not saying he's bad or good. I'm just saying that concerned me.
He was from the sect or whatever that did the Inquisition, wasn't it? The group that in charge of Inquisition.
Benedict was a Nazi, wasn't he?
Which one are you talking about?
The last one.
I don't know that much about Benedict? The last one.
Benedict
was a Nazi.
I didn't like him. I didn't like his body.
I actually got sick the first time I saw a picture of him.
He was a Nazi, really? Wasn't he?
No.
He was part of the Catholic Church that actually
during the
Inquisition and all that, from what I understand. He was from that group, whatever you call it, in Catholicism.
Yeah.
Is the Zika virus an alien virus?
No.
Where did it come from?
They've been around for a long time. Way back when the children, forgive me, but the children, they called them pinhead children. Mm-hmm. And they were used in sideshows. They came out of mostly South America, Latino countries. And it was due to this particular virus that created the problem with those small heads.
Microencephaly.
Pointing upward. And, but it's gotten super prevalent right now. I don't know why. But it's been around for a long time.
Okay.
It can go back in its hidey hole?
I think it comes out and then it goes back. And it kind of comes out and goes back.
Well, it needs to go back now.
Well, and it's not just through mosquito bites. It's sexually transmitted. It's sexually in saliva. It's not just you don't just have to be bitten by the mosquito.
Correct.
That's infected with it.
They think, so far, sexually transmitted.
Which is,
but you've got to be cautious because you don't know for sure what you're hearing out there.
You're not sure.
That was a CDC thing.
It's kind of like the Pope. You don't know for sure what you're hearing out there.
I'm gonna go with the notion that it is.
Pardon?
They're not positive either. They're guessing it. At parts of it, because they're human like we are. They don't
They're trying to get something done as quickly as possible, is what it amounts to. But anyway, going back to the original buzz, things are going to go upside down. From whatever your belief system was, you may find that everything around you is going to be upside down. So what do you do with this? you ride with it. I don't know what else. Don't, whatever you feel is truly right within you, you go by that. But there's going to be more of that. So our rules and so forth are going to be shifting and changing.
Does this only affect a certain amount of people or everyone? Or?
Everyone. In different places, different situations. Now, it's always happened to some degree. Mm-hmm. It's like my guide say, the one thing you can truly count on is change.
Mm-hmm. And that's not always a bad thing, though, is it?
Mm-hmm. No, it is not. It's however you choose to deal with it.
Yeah.
You can choose to deal with it in a negative, or you can learn to flow with it. Mm-hmm. And everything may change again the next day. You don't know.
It's easier to flow.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't like fighting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, earlier in the week, I was thinking, can you have a session with someone and you're seeing their future, even though it might not be as much as it was in the past? Are you seeing pictures of what they're going to be doing? How are you seeing what they're going to be doing in the future?
Do you ever just know something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of, it's all of the above. It's in pictures. It's, you know it. Absolutely. You just know it.
But you can see actually, or
I see
sometimes
pictures.
Mental pictures, yep, of the person in the situation they're going to be in. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I had a person come in that was, the minute she sat down, total chaos all around her, total chaos, dealt with her family, total chaos, dealt with her work, total chaos. I said, oh my God, you have absolutely no sanctuary. There's huge disruptions with your family, your work is huge disruptions. You're taking responsibility for everyone about everything, and you're headed into burnout, and you're going to have to make some decisions because everything's getting ready to blow. And I said, it deals with your husband's children. It deals with the children that you work with. And do you become a victim? Do you sacrifice to the point of really getting hurt? Or do you stand and make choices? This is what happens either way. And I saw it. It was just there. Picture everything.
I've been watching a program about physics and talking about time. And they say from a physics perspective, there should be no such thing as like past or present. It's like it's all happening now. And when I thought about that, I thought about how psychics can see
past and present,
future.
Mm-hmm. Well, they told me it's like you're on this high point, and you're looking down on this river. This is the past, this is now, this is the future. But you're at this high point, and you're looking down on the entire stream.
But if they decide to take a different tributary and they decide to go off on a different stream,
they can.
And it would change.
They can.
Right.
Future can be changed. The present, it can only be changed through the present. The past cannot.
Mm-hmm. Say that again about the present.
The future can only be changed through the present. Making decisions in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up to you, and that's your responsibility. My responsibility is whatever question you ask me is to give you a truthful answer.
Which is why you have to ask the right question.
Yeah, and that's tricky. That can be tricky. A lot of people don't know how to use me.
Well, I have one quick question. It's a totally different subject. On the Animal Speak book, that covers mainly animals here on North America. Because it's Native American.
Yeah, it's North American.
Do you know of another source?
No, I do not.
Okay, for animals, different animals around the world.
What's Your Sign? It's a website. Has general, when I've used it, it's sort of, it's been stuff that sort of rings true, at least on some levels. I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but it's been, and they have some sort of different things.
On animals?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Animals, insects, there's a bunch of different things. It has a, it's a bunch of different sources, a bunch of different, like Chinese horoscope, like the zodiac. Yeah. They've got all sorts of different, it's, you can, a bunch of different things. You can look, and it's, it may be complete trash, but what I've used it for has been for the animals, and it's been, and my thing is if God and the spirit community are going to use an animal to send me a message, they're going to do it in a way that I can get information, so that if they know...
They're not going to send you a zebra.
Well, I know they're not going to send me a zebra.
That's why it's around where you're at. Mm-hmm. These are things that are... Now, you may dream about an animal.
That was it. See, I had a gorilla in the dream, and I was trying to find...
But it gets into monkeys. It gets into that, doesn't it?
No.
No? Really? Mm-mm. Huh.
I could not find anything on that. So, I was... Let's see. On that other one?
Continue.
Anyway, that was... I went onto the internet, and I read several different things, and it was kind of like I knew when I found it.
Okay.
So, but I would like, if there was another source like that, that's...
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah. Back to animals real quick. I have a question that kind of goes along with that. Now, if we were talking about earlier as far as people who are very sensitive to animals and stuff, and then now you're talking about people... you were talking about animals. Mm-hmm. My question is, I know that you've talked about this before, I think. That's why I'm asking the question. If you love animals and you've always felt this way your entire life, you don't want to harm an animal.
Yeah.
Just the thought of it makes you sick. And now you can't eat meat. And that's maybe, could that be anything?
No.
No?
It can't psychologically.
Okay, so maybe just the thought?
No.
Okay.
Psychological stuff gets in the way. But I'm here to tell you, plants have feelings too.
What I found was very similar to this.
So as you're enjoying your salad, just feel better.
Yeah.
As you bite into your living carrot.
Well, that's the kicker, is that at least you were nice enough to kill and cook the cow. The poor little carrot is living and...
But to be truthful... Juice. Everything is here to serve.
And those vegetables have feelings too, darling.
Yes, they do.
I know, but the animals...
Ugh. Well, as long as you're not going out and slaughtering for no reason.
Life is life is life.
Mm-hmm. You know.
I'm sorry. You can't say, this life matters more.
One. That's true.
Right.
Very true.
To be fair, though, when I go to Southeast Asia, I don't think I will eat dog knowingly. It's a little... Mm. You know what I... Psychological block about that.
Psychologically, it can have an effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
I would not like to graze on pandas, you know. I just,
or horses.
Especially horses, yeah. I've got a thing about that. It's your personal, it's their personal preference. And also, if you have allergies, that can also come into effect. But you might want to look at the root of your allergies, because very often... They're from past lives, and their trauma from past lives carried into this lifetime.
All of this.
Oh, that's going to be a lot. How can you eat
pineapple?
Is there a book or any good information to go to?
Can you?
Daughter, can you? And what about if you love the animal but you're allergic to it? And for those
fingers,
I was going to say those who can't see what Carol's doing.
Kinesiology.
It's on the webpage.
It is the way to reach the knowledge through the soul.
That's going to be your next little Tuesday tidbit.
Oh, okay.
But not the future.
No, you can't go.
No, you can only go back.
And only about you.
Okay.
Shut her down.
Shut her down.